Welcome back to the guys, people on Spotify. We're still here with Darren from Fat Boy Fadeaway on the Variety Sports Network. We are talking about last week's preseason games and matchups and what's going to forecast to next year. Then we're going to have our roundtable talks with the old school versus new school. Darren Fat Boy Fadeaway, one of my best people that I've ever met that I've never really met in real life. Quality man. He's Mr. Vice Principal right now. And have you seen Vice Principal on HBO Max? That shit's funny. That shit is funny. I don't know what. But anyway, we're talking about the matchups. So right now, the Chargers versus the Rams. Two guys that could be in the top five in fantasy drafts. One guy, still mad about his contract. One guy coming back off injury. Who would you rather pick in the top five? Austin Eckler or Cooper Kupp?
I take Eckler.
Why are you taking Eckler?
I want to say Stafford's going to be back, but there's part of me that says like that's kind of a bad risk in that regard. And I feel like Eckler, I feel like this is last year on the Chargers, and I feel like there's a better chance he goes out with a bang than Kupp comes back from an injury. And so I would take – and Eckler's a beast. He really – at the end of the day, the man plays real hard, and Kupp's a beast too, don't get me wrong. It's just I don't think the Rams are going to have the juice that the Chargers will.
Can you say one thing for me, Darren? Can you say, Tommy Eckler is a beast? Say that.
Tommy Eckler is a beast.
Tommy has been dogging Eckler like Max Kellerman was dogging Brady, talking about he's going to fall off a cliff for like 35 years. Yes, he's been saying this for years. And to his credit, I have been saying that Jokic was not as good as everybody thought. So, Tommy, I'll be fair with you. I was wrong about that, and you were wrong about that. I couldn't give him all the credit. You know, I had to put some on him. But, so let me ask you a question. So, if we don't take one of the top tight ends, we don't take Kelce, we don't take Andrews, you know, we don't take Kittle or whoever else, you have to get a late-round flyer on the guy. Two guys that are stepping up that could be somebody to sneak in there, Gerald Everett for the Chargers or Tyler Higbee for the Rams. Which one would you take?
I would take the Chargers tight end. I'd take Everett? I just feel like Herbert. Yeah, I just feel like Everett has a better chance of – I took Higbee before, and he is what he is. And I feel like there's a better chance that the Chargers have a better offense than the Rams this year. Kupp, if he is back, is going to get a little bit more touches in the goal line like he always would. I would take him. I would take Everett for sure over Higbee.
I'm definitely taking Higbee because there's nobody else there but Kupp and maybe a Cam Akers. I don't know.
I don't know. I just think Higbee is – I don't know. I've been disappointed with him every time I have him.
Me too. That's the way I felt about Dalvin Cook. I said so I would never draft him ever again. And I love Dalvin Cook. So what's the percentage?
You've been saying you're right. You're wrong today. You're wrong about that. You're right. Just
kidding. I might be wrong. I might be wrong on that one. I might be wrong on a third string tight end. You might have got me on a third string tight end, Darren. Good job. What's the percent this could be a Super Bowl matchup, though? Chargers Rams.
I'll go 4%.
Hold on. You're giving them a better matchup than Washington?
Yeah, there's no chance of the Commanders.
Oh, because you think the Chargers might make the Super Bowl?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think the Rams have a better chance than even the Commanders, maybe.
Hold on!
Okay, that was worth it.
Do you think the Rams are going to win more games than Washington?
I think there's a chance, absolutely.
No, yes or no? The answer's no.
For fun?
No, ain't it for fun. This ain't for fun because I'm going to rewind this shit and I'm going to put you in the reel. Yes or no? Who wins more games? Rams, Redskins? Go ahead.
I'm going to say Rams.
Let me pose real good for the reel. Y'all heard this guy say that. So when I rewind this and I'm playing it, Y'all remember that. He said the Rams are going to win more games than Washington. Y'all heard that. I can't wait to play this again. I can't wait. I can't wait. I can't wait. All right. Now two big time matchups. The Eagles played the Ravens. So here's my question. Who's more likely to win the division?
I got the Eagles win that division. So I got the Eagles win the NL East. I'm in baseball mode. The NFC East. I just think the Eagles have the most stacked roster outside the Niners in that conference. I still feel like they have it right there. They were able to get a good pick in the top 10.
They had two of them.
You know, yeah, exactly. But Carter's a beast, and the Raiders didn't take him. But anyways, it is what it is there. And I just feel like if they don't win the division, that's a huge disappointment if you're them. So to me, they should be a massive favorite. And I like the Ravens, but I'm taking the Eagles over to win that division, way over the Ravens to win the North. That's, to me, one of the hardest divisions in the league.
Yeah, I agree with you. I agree. I would probably put Philadelphia to win the division over the Ravens. But I think it's super closer than what people think.
It is.
And Jalen Carter is speeding up the track to get to the promised land. Just don't kill somebody on your way, Jalen Carter. Anyway, I think it's really close. I think it's really close. But here's my big thing for fantasy. Who you rather have at QB, Hurts or Lamar?
This is the question, right?
This is humongous question.
Yeah, this is the big one right here. Give me Hurts. I'm taking Hurts still over Lamar.
Why is that?
And the reason, the receivers. You give me Smith and Brown. I'm taking it. I know you're saying the other one, but then Hurts obviously still has the ability to run. He has the running backs to dump it off to. He made the Super Bowl last year and lost. I gotta think this man is as motivated as ever. And I love Lamar Jackson as a fantasy option, but sometimes in games, there's games where he'll play and it's like 14-7. And like, you know what I mean? Like, there is still that option. I'm taking Hurts all day.
Hey, I see what you're saying, and I understand why you're saying what you're saying. But then you finished up your argument with sometimes Lamar plays games 14-7. That's because he ain't never had nobody but Andrews, dude. He ain't never had nobody. Now he's got three wide receivers, and maybe some running. See, the running backs are a problem. I don't know. But I think he's motivated now. He's got money now. I think he understands the organization is all with him. I think we're going to see a MVP-type season in Lamar Jackson as opposed to Jalen Hurts. Don't run as much because we saw you get dinged up, and that might have cost us a championship when you threw that interception in the Super Bowl. That's just my thoughts about that. That's just my thoughts about that. Because the AFC is much harder to reach that promised land than Hurts is. So I think it's a great argument because I think both of them are going to be top. I think both of them are going to be top five quarterbacks in fantasy. I really do. I think both of them, you can't really argue. You know, tomato, tomato, whatever. But I just think it's good to debate about it.
Yeah.
All right. So the percent that this could be your Super Bowl preview, Darren. Ooh, here we go. Don't give me no 3%, baby.
No. That's not a 3%er on this one. I'm gonna go higher, way higher on this one. I'm gonna go probably, I think this is a 30% chance.
30% chance.
I think the Eagles, there's a chance the Eagles easily make it back. Obviously there's teams in their way, but they are as stacked the roster as you could have in the NFC. And the Ravens, for the reasons you just said, got paid, motivated, player, you know, all in. This seems like a great year to make the Super Bowl with all those factors. I'd say I give it a 30% chance this is a Super Bowl matchup this year.
That's huge, 30%. And I'm with you.
Yeah.
I was thinking 30% myself. We're both on the same page with that because I think this could be a preview. And it's never happened in the history of preseason football.
No.
This could be a reason. But my next matchup might be a bigger reason for this guy. Not for you, but for this guy. I saw the Saints play the Chiefs. I saw the Saints out there playing the Chiefs. And I don't have any pick-ems. Only thing I can say is, who would you rather have in fantasy, Williams or Pacheco? Because Williams was going to be a starter for 3 weeks.
Yeah, I like Pacheco. I like him. I don't know. There was something about him I really liked last year. And I know you might say no. I'm going to go Pacheco on this one. I just have a better feeling about him. That's how I go with fantasy wise. I feel like the coach trusts him a little bit too. I'm going to go for Pacheco on this one. Yeah.
Yo, when Darren hates you, when you break his heart, he's done with you. Done. Derek Carr, done. Dennis Allen, done. Denver Broncos, done. When you hurt his heart, he's done with you. He's going to give it all to you. But when you break up, it's over. That's the way Darren is. I figured that shit out right now. That's him. And
don't
cross. So I'm with you. I'm with you a little bit with that. But if you give me 3 straight weeks with Williams being the starting running back without Kamara, and then Pacheco still got to go with McKinnon's getting these goal line catches. Because Patrick Mahomes likes to throw the ball in the end zone. He don't want to run that shit. Unless he's running it. He wants to throw it in there. I'm taking Williams. Taking Williams. Because even when Kamara comes back, we saw what other running backs have done, vulturing touchdowns. I think I'm still going to take Williams because Chiefs running backs, I just don't have any faith in. So here's the big question, Darren. The big question. What is the percent that this could be a Super Bowl preview? You said 30 for the Eagles and Ravens.
So we got Chiefs. We got Chiefs and Saints. Chiefs. I'm going to say 25%.
Wow, you did more than I thought you would.
Yeah, I'll go 25%.
Why is that? 25%.
I don't know. I just feel like the Chiefs give the odds such a high chance, right? Like, I just feel like that kind of drives it up so much in it. And in that regard, the Chiefs drive it up, man. How could I not think the Chiefs are not making the Super Bowl every freaking year? Brian, I know. I mean, they're in my head right now, probably. The Chiefs are in my head at this point right now. I don't know. I just think the Chiefs drive that up, man, way all the way up to 25%. There's a good chance that one of the teams is going to make it. So that's 1/4 chance right there. I don't even care who the opponent is on the other side. What do you got it at?
I agree completely with you. The Chiefs do drive it up. But have you seen Derek Carr? Derek Monster Truck Carr. This guy, he looks jacked. He looks motivated. Monster he looks truck. Ready. This dude is ripped. I sent it to you on Twitter. This dude is ripped and ready to roll. I don't know if you watched the game, but Chris Olave is the truth. He is the truth. Michael Thomas, he's healthy. He's healthy. The running back stable that they got, Kamara's coming back from beating up people, getting 3-game suspension. He's ready to come do things. And that division is suspect. People keep talking about the Falcons or the Panthers. The Saints have the easiest schedule in football. The hardest team they play is the Vikings. And they're suspect. The hardest team they play is the Vikings. The Vikings?
It changes, though.
The
it
Vikings.
Changes. You know that.
All
you
I'm saying is the Saints with that defense is way better than what people want to give credit to. And Derek Carr is motivated with a Chris Olave who's ready to take the super gigantic next step. Thomas with something to prove with a chip. He's got Carr with a chip. Alvin Kamara with a chip. And they even got Jimmy Graham, who I thought he was going to sign a 10-day contract and retire as a Saint. They want him to play. He might have a chip. Who knows? The Saints, who that nation is going to win a division. Derek Carr is going to make a name for himself again. And they're going to be in the NFC Championship game. Saints, Saints, Saints. I'm going to record right now, Darren. I'm going to record right now and say the Saints have a better chance of making their conference championship game than the Chiefs do.
The Saints, Derek Carr. Have you watched Derek Carr play football over the last 9 years? Have you watched this man turn the ball over consistently at clutch times, never gets the job done? Oh, he's had so many offensive coordinators. Oh, his defense has never been.
He's never had a defense.
Watch the games, people. Watch the games in the clutch moments, Saints fans. I'll talk to you later in the season. You'll know what I mean. I'll talk to you later in the season.
Hey, brothers of sports talk. Not many people can get the vice principal hyped up and motivated. I can get him pumped up, baby. He was pumped up right there. I can do that. I can get him pumped up. I can get people pissing on the show. I can get people doing all kinds of things out here on Relative Sports Talk. I'm just saying, with the way things stack up, the way it measures everywhere, the Saints have a better chance of making their conference's championship game than the Chiefs do.
All right, because the AFC
is so powerful, and the Chiefs...
It is.
Eventually, the Chiefs have to fall off a little bit with their defense getting kind of suspect, no running the ball. Your number one wide receiver is Kadarius Toney. He's hurt. It's only so much Kelce and Mahomes can do every year as other teams get better and better and better. And then we look at the other side, the Saints. That division is suspect at best. We got rookie quarterbacks. Yep. And then we got a second-year quarterback who's kind of like a rookie with a rookie running back and everything else. Then we got Baker Mayfield controlling the helm of Tampa Bay. I think it's set up for it to happen this year if there's a chance. So I'm going to give them a 35% chance that this matchup could be the Super Bowl just for respect for the Chiefs and my upside for the Saints.
All right.
Is that fair?
I'm not going to say you're right. I'm not saying you're right.
Neither one of us know if we're right or wrong, but is that a fair discussion? Because of his hate of Derek Carr, Dennis Allen, hell with both of y'all. So you think the Falcons are going to win the division?
I do.
Who's going to win more games, the Raiders or the Saints?
God. Please, Raiders. Please, Raiders.
Who's going to win more games? Do you need a minute? You need a Snickers? You need a minute?
I think the Saints win seven, and I think the Raiders win six. So I got gotcha.
So the Saints are going to win more games?
I think so. I think the Raiders is a good chance that we do not do well this
year. So you said the Raiders are going to win six games?
I have the Raiders getting last place in that division.
No, you don't. You have the Broncos getting last place. Should I rewind the tape? You said the Broncos were going to get last place.
Okay, you're right. Last place. What I mean by this is I don't know what the division is, but I mean is this: the Saints, if they get more wins than the Raiders, they're only going to get one more win than the Raiders. they're not getting more than them. I don't think the Saints. I'm not as high on you. I don't know why you think Derek Carr is this great quarterback.
I don't think he's great.
Well, then, what do you think's going to happen then?
I think he's an upgrade. I think he's an upgrade from what they've had since Drew Brees is gone.
And I think it's an upgrade Garoppolo's over Carr. That makes no sense. You know what I mean? Like, that's the part is, like, Carr ran his course with the Raiders. If you watch Raiders games, like, he never performed at the end of games. You'd be like, fumble balls out of bounds when he's trying to throw intercept. Yeah, he had 20 comebacks all time because you were down a lot, too, and you sucked a lot in the first half. I feel you on that with him, and I feel the upside. But I feel like you're also banking on Thomas way more than I am. I've given up on that guy.
I can't give up on him yet, but I'm really high on Olave. Yeah. I'm really high on Olave. And Kamara coming back. I think people are forgetting how this guy is crazy good. I think people are forgetting how crazy good Kamara is when he has a quarterback that's not going to do dumb shit. And also, Darren, if we look at the top teams in the NFL, if their starting quarterback gets hurt, let's say the start quarterback from every team gets hurt. How are we looking now? The Saints have Jameis Winston to be their backup. Now he's mature now. He's got his eyes fixed with the LASIK surgery and all that. I think that him coming is not that much of a drop-off compared to every other team because injuries happen in football. That's the reason why I'm banking on the Saints so much is because of the depth. Like, if Kamara goes down, you still got Williams. You got the rookie that was there. Tight ends. You got tight ends everywhere. Taysom Hill. It's just a lot of moving parts for the Saints as opposed to other teams. That's the reason why I'm putting all my eggs in my basket.
I get you. Makes sense. You know, I'm not going to say you're right.
You said I make sense. I mean, that's what I do. I make sense. I make sense, and I turn them into – dollars, you know what I'm saying? That's what I
there
do.
You go.
Turn
there
them
you
into
go.
Dollars. There you go. All right, Darren, you about ready? Let's you about it. Ready? We're gonna do this round table real quick and finish it off. All right. Hold on one second.
All right, let's see it.
So, in a round table, what do we do at a table, Darren? What are you doing at table?
We sit, we discuss it.
What are you doing at table, Darren?
Wait, what do we do at the table?
Like, if your wife is like, dinner's ready, what you gonna do at the table?
Oh, we're sitting, we're eating.
You eating, right?
That's our girl.
So on Realism Sports Talk, when it's round table time, I had to get the apron because I'm ready to eat, baby. I'm ready to eat with the apron ready. I'm ready to eat at the round table. So we are going old school versus new school because I got my apron on. So if I drool or spill my beer, I'm good. You know what I'm saying? Realism Sports Talk, that's what we do. We do all kinds of crazy shit, the shenanigans everywhere, whatever. So let's start with my boy Brian's team. And your boy Brian, is your boy Brian a Chiefs fan too?
No, he's a Niners fan.
Oh, he's a Niners fan. Okay. All right, so look, old school, MVS versus new school, Sky Moore. And fantasy, which one are you taking?
I think I take Sky Moore.
Why are you taking Sky Moore? Why? We saw MVS show up. Late last year,
he did. I did, but I think Sky Moore. I liked him in college a little bit too, and so maybe I'm a little partial in that regard as well. There's part of me that, and I believed him in the first year, and I just feel like there's more. I think there's a chance for him to finally break through a little bit, and that's kind of where I'm at with Sky Moore over MVS, as I just think he's at that point where he's had a kind of solid years, but not great years. And now he's ready to kind of break out a little bit more. That's kind of my reasoning for that one, I guess.
I agree. I mean, MVS played with Aaron Rodgers and Patrick Mahomes, and you ain't talked about in a different light by now. I don't know. Yeah. But my trick question as I'm eating on you with my apron, Richie James, who was a giant last year, who was showcasing his talents, be ready for Richie James to show up for the Kansas City Chiefs. Richie James, remember that name. All right, back to your team, the Raiders. The Raiders, since y'all don't have no running back. We had Hunter Renfrow, who's doing things from Clemson. I love him because he beat Alabama. Renfrow's one of them little gym rats that runs around everywhere, does big things. But y'all also signed in the offseason Jacoby Myers, who can't score touchdowns, but he put up yards. Which one would you pick in fantasy if you had to pick one of them?
My joke with Myers is that, remember, because he was the same guy that threw the pass backwards.
Yes, and they lost.
So I feel like the Raiders must have got in that game. Like, we'll pay you 3 years, $33 million if you throw it backwards. Like, that's kind of, it's just kind of funny he ended up on the same team that he made that play with. Chandler Jones probably loves him. If I was him, I'd give him shit every day about that one. I would take Renfrow over this.
You still taking Renfrow?
I think the Garoppolo factor to me matters in this one a little bit more. Like, I feel like Garoppolo is kind of known for these little 5 yards, 8 yards. And I feel like Renfrow had a bad year last year. He fumbled a lot. I feel like he's due for more of a bounce back year. I think Jones obviously gets the deeper plays and that stuff. But I think if I'm taking fantasy, and I just think overall better season, I think Renfrow is going to have a bounce back year a little bit.
I agree completely. For everything that you just said, Garoppolo's going to dump the ball off for 5 yards or whatever. And unlike Derek Carr, he can't throw it down the field because if he did, he'd have a Super Bowl championship when he overthrew in the Super Bowl. You know, Jimmy Garoppolo can't do those type things. A wide open Emmanuel Sanders right here for a touchdown to win the Super Bowl. That's what Jimmy Garoppolo can't do. That's what he can't do. So I'm taking Renfrow also. All right. This dude was out of the league for some dumb decision making. And another dude stayed in the league and got all this money and people dogged him like, how the hell is he getting all this money? We got Calvin Ridley for the Jags and Christian Kirk. We know Christian Kirk and Trevor Lawrence have a rapport. Calvin Ridley is a stud, though. He might have some rust. Who you taking in fantasy?
You said Calvin Ridley. Give me the other name real quick.
Christian Kirk.
I was really low on Kirk last year, so I think I'm gonna go with Kirk in this one. He made me pay last year for that one.
Yes.
So I'm not gonna get burned twice in that. I'm gonna go Kirk to have a little better year over Ridley.
Well, you just got burned again by Kirk because Ridley is gonna be that dude, yo. Ridley's gonna be the number one wide receiver for that team, and he's gonna show you why. He pushed Julio Jones out of Atlanta and was going to be the star before He couldn't stop hitting the slot machines and hitting Bet Us and all these different betting sites and everything else he was doing going on. All right, so let's go back to the Jets. With all the hard knocks and everything going on, Breece Hall, they say he might come back, he might not, what's going on? So Breece Hall and Dalvin Cook, they're both getting drafted around the same time. Which one are you banking on for the year? Breece Hall, Dalvin Cook?
I'm still going to take Cook. I know we talked about some of the flaws. I see, you know, I know I talked about that, but I also kind of still see like this other side of the story that could also go, could happen, and I would more likely take that over Hall's. That's kind of where I go at that, so I'd take Cook.
I'm with you. I was tough with this, but anybody coming back from injuries the way he did with two, you know what I mean? Cook is one of those guys that's fighting, trying to win a championship. He don't care. Exactly. I'm going to take Cook myself also, especially since it's not a dynasty league. Now, if it's a dynasty league, I'm taking Breece Hall, but it's not, so I'm taking Cook. Yep. I agree with you. So, in the same division, Zeke also signed. Zeke signed. Ramondre Stevenson's there. As far as fantasy goes, because we've seen vulture-type stuff in New England, they'll give it to anybody and ride whoever they want. Ramondre Stevenson or Zeke, which one would you take?
I would take Stevenson still. I think Zeke, I know he signed the bigger contract. It's hard for me to think that Zeke is going to not, I don't know. I just think Stevenson has, I feel like he's in the system. He's been in there with Jones before. I could see a world where Zeke has it, but I have money on the line. I'm taking Stevenson to still have a bigger season than Zeke.
I agree with you. I think Stevenson's going to be a top 12 running back at the end of the year. I really do. Yeah. I really do. Zeke's going to be somebody, like I said before, pass protector. He's going to be one of those guys that's there, happy to get his contract, happy to have his name still in the league like T.O. tried to do all those years, or Chad Ochocinco tried to do all those years doing all these things. Just remember me. Talk about me for a minute. Just talk about me. You know what I mean? I think that's going to be one of those kind of moments. Next one, the Chargers. You said they're going to have explosive offense. Mike Williams is somebody you like a lot. You like Mike Williams a lot. Brandon hates him, probably because Clemson beat Alabama so many times. But Quentin Johnson's a guy that got drafted for their offensive coordinator. He is one of those guys that's ready to just showcase. Which one are you taking in fantasy?
I'm still taking Williams.
Still taking Williams?
I'm still taking Williams. I think Williams is going to be – I think he's going to have a great year this year. I think Herbert – I think they found the connection at the end of last year. Herbie got paid, like you said, this year. I think Williams is ready to get paid with a big season. I think Williams.
He already got paid. Williams already got paid like 2 years ago.
That's true. He did get paid. He did get paid. I'm sorry.
Him or Allen's going to be gone after this year.
Yeah, I just think Williams and him are just, I don't know. I like that duo to be unreal. So I'm taking Williams all day.
I agree with you. I think Quentin Johnson's going to be a great late-round flyer.
I didn't know he got paid, though.
Yeah, he got paid. He got paid before Allen did. Yeah, he got paid a couple years ago. Yeah. All right. So, in Baltimore, who I think is going to have a season that people are really sleeping on, OBJ's there. And then we got Zay Flowers, the rookie. Which one you taking in fantasy?
I'm taking Beckham. I still think at the end of the day, maybe Jackson feels a little, not pressure maybe, but there's a little bit more of an emphasis to get him the ball. Meetings and like just the personality is a little bit and who he is. And if he stays healthy, you know, he's probably productive in that time. So I would take Beckham over a rookie and Flowers.
I see what you're saying. Because you got to feed him the ball. He's going to cry and kick nets and do all these crazy things and blonde his hair and going on a boat with Tim's on and everything else that Odell Beckham likes to do. I think Odell Beckham is going to have more catches than Zay Flowers. But I think Zay Flowers is going to have more points in fantasy because of the touchdowns and the big playability that he's already showcased in preseason and in practices. So if you're going by just catches, I go OBJ. If you go by points of production, which we do in fantasy, I'm going Zay Flowers. I think he's going to be somebody to watch out for. The next one, you already given your card already. Jackson Smith Enigma or Tyler Lockett. Because same reason. A rookie coming in, doing things. They drafted him in the first round with Tyler Lockett and DK Metcalf for a reason. And they gave their quarterback an extension. Who are you taking offense?
Lockett all day. I just think Lockett is the safety blanket for him. I mean, that's how I would look at him. I mean, and it wasn't just Smith. He was a safety blanket for Wilson as well. I go Lockett all day. I think he's just a baller. Like, you know, you look at certain guys that play football like that aren't like, he's just a baller. That's just how I look at him.
Tyler Lockett just shows up. He's got little man syndrome out here. He's doing things out here. All right.
He's a baller.
So the next one, Treylon Burks, who is supposed to be the next A.J. Brown. Or D-Hop.
Yep.
Which one would you rather have in fantasy?
It's interesting because didn't he go down with an injury?
They said he's going to be back. They said he's going to be back, though.
Yeah.
It wasn't as big as whatever.
I gotta still lean towards Hopkins a little bit. I feel like there would be a little pressure on Tannehill to get him the ball a little bit more. I mean, there's a chance, I guess, Hopkins goes down, then that obviously changes it. But I think Hopkins has the better season. I know it'd be like, well, that's pretty protocol. Yeah, I can't depend on Hopkins getting hurt. I just don't know that. I just feel like Tannehill's going to be forced to get him the ball more.
I agree. I agree with that, too. I think Hopkins is still that guy. I think he's still that guy, man. I really do think he's still that guy. And he could be a reason the Titans could win that division. And I'm high on the Jaguars. I'm super high on the Jaguars. But if the Titans can win, we forget they got Derrick Henry. Mike Vrabel is the coach with that defense and D-Hop on the offensive side. And I think that strategy, I think they can still win that division. And I'm taking D-Hop. All right, for my Washington team, we got the young gunner. We got Dotson, who is showcasing some stuff out there. And then we got scary Terry McLaurin. Which one you taking?
I'm going to take your guy Dotson on this one.
Oh, you're taking the young gun.
I'm going to take the young gun on this one. Like, he showed me something the other day in that game. Like, I saw the highlights of it. Like, sometimes when you see, like, some certain day, like, it doesn't mean it works out, but there was a little extra juice there in the step. With, like, a little flair, a little aggression. I like the aggression that came with them a little bit. So I'm going to go Dotson on this one.
I'm going to go there too, man. And nothing against bigger schools or smaller schools.
Yeah.
Terry McLaurin came from a smaller school, but he was a star. He was a good player. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Dotson came from a big school, and he's showing you why he was at that big school. And he's young, second year with a young quarterback. They probably got a different kind of rapport. You know how the young stars go together like that. I'm going Dotson too, man. I'm going Dotson too. All right, in Buffalo, I think they have to run the ball. We got Damian Harris, who I had on my fantasy championship team, who always seems to produce because he runs crazy. And then we got James Cook, who I thought was going to be a star last year, who's never really living up to what I thought he was going to do. Maybe this is the year. Which one you take?
Yeah, James Cook kind of let a few people down last year at that one. I'm going to say he bounces back, though. I'm going to say James Cook, if you're going to give me them. I'm going to bank on him having a little better year.
Why is that?
James Cook in that. I honestly can't really. I honestly, when I do fantasy football, sometimes I do the same thing with baseball. Like I win a ton of leagues, and it went both of them. I know, not just family leagues. a lot of my theories with this is because you watch sports over the years, and sometimes like guys that don't have quite the year they're supposed to. Like you said, there is like this human element that you got to take into account too. You might get burned on it, but that's kind of what I'm banking on a little bit.
I agree, because last year...
I really can't give you a good football reason in that regard.
No, I agree 100% what you said, because last year was the first time... I have a 14-team league, and it's really competitive. And this is the first time I ever, ever got last place. And Lamar Jackson was my quarterback.
Yeah.
And I think this year, Lamar Jackson could be the number one quarterback ever. So I agree completely with what you're saying in that aspect.
Yeah.
All right, so we're looking at the tight end, same team. We saw Dawson Knox or whatever. He was doing good things. They don't have many pass catchers, Gabriel Davis, you know, Diggs. But then they drafted Dalton Kincaid. My dogs are going crazy. I didn't say Cleveland, I said Buffalo. Which one would you take, Kincaid or Knox?
I like Kincaid.
You like Kincaid?
I do. I think he's going to have a big – I think out of those two, I'd give me Kincaid all day. That's why I'd have him on my fantasy board above him.
I'm with you, too. I think there's three or four rookie tight ends, and I'm like, if I can't get Kelce or if I can't get one of the top ones, I'll wait to get two of these rookie ones. I agree completely with you. So your team is the Raiders, and we see Josh Jacobs not around. He's missing. Where's Waldo? There's two running backs still out there that's serviceable. Kareem Hunt and Leonard Fournette. Which one of those two do you think is going to get signed first?
I think Kareem Hunt gets signed.
And he's already went to two teams, and nobody gave him a contract.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I still feel like Kareem Hunt. I guess Fournette. I don't know. Kareem Hunt to me just seems like. He would have more game at this point than Fournette. That's how I feel like. When I was a GM, especially from a fantasy standpoint, too, he can do more things. To me, it was always odd he never got that real starting opportunity. Right. I know he had that issue. I know he did, and nobody's overlooking that.
What did he do? What did he do, Darren?
I don't know. My boy, I'm not going to go there with this one.
He said, I'm a vice principal of young little kids. I can't talk about that.
Should have got a red check. Is that right? Yeah, should have got a red check.
So for your team, Darren, for your team, which one would fit your system better? If Jacobs just never comes back?
Hunt all day.
Okay.
All day, Hunt.
So here's one. For a team that you have high hopes for and high thoughts about, the Pittsburgh Steelers, we're going old school with Deontay Johnson, who just shows up and grabs balls every week. And then we got the young stud, George Pickens. Which one would you rather have in fantasy?
I'm going to go Pickens. And only from the thought is I think that I feel like they had a good relationship last year. The end they're picking in him, and I could see that kind of continuing into the next year. It doesn't mean Washington's a bum at all. Maybe he gets more receptions. I feel like Pickens going to have the bigger season this year.
Are they still dating?
It might be.
Yo, I agree with you. I think people don't realize how big George Pickens is. This dude is mammoth big. He's like mammoth big. And if you look at Pittsburgh throughout the years, they've had these big receivers, you know, Mike Wallace, Plaxico Burress. They've had these guys that are just big that you can just toss it up to. And I think Pickens this year is going to lead the team in touchdowns, even maybe over Najee Harris. That's debatable. I don't know. But I think that Pickens could be one of those breakout performers. I think Johnson's still going to do what he does, but I think Pickens could have that big uptake. We'll see how that goes.
No, I agree.
All right, two more left, and then we're going to the last couple of basketball, and I'll let you go to sleep. Jerry Jeudy, Courtland Sutton. Two Denver Broncos, baby. Let's ride.
All right, you said Sutton. I missed the first one.
Jerry Jeudy.
Jeudy. I told you this when I was on with Brian and Tommy before. I think Jeudy, I told Tommy that. I think Jeudy is possibly one of the breakout players as you're possibly out of, like, from a fantasy perspective.
Right, right.
Wilson has a way of getting attached to players. Like, he does the receiver a little bit. And with Peyton coming on, it gives me a little bit more confidence. I'm going Jeudy in that regard. I think he has the better season.
I agree completely. So a couple NBA talks now, because we gave everybody their insights about fantasy. Now y'all know which way to go. Y'all can decide which way you want to go with all that. We got James Harden, who's out here talking about he's not playing for the GM no more and all this stuff. And we got Dame, who's doing a Jacobs-type thing. I ain't heard nothing from... It was every day on the news, and now it's like crickets. I don't hear nothing. Which one of those two players is more likely to be on their current roster next year?
James Harden.
James Harden?
Me and you have to have a 30-minute podcast in the future about James Harden, just in general. You know,
I hate James
Harden.
I'm
sure me and you could just go to work on him for a little bit. Like, in general, just like, I think Jacobs is a better chance. Jacobs ends up on the Raiders just because it's football.
And no, not Jacobs. Not Jacobs. Damian. Yeah, did I say Jacobs? I'm sorry. Damian Lillard. Damian Lillard. That's my bad.
Okay, I think there's a better chance Lillard ends back up on the Blazers because
really?
I think it's yeah, but well, A, he hasn't called his GM a liar. That, you know, his president a liar. That helps that relationship can come back to that spot. You know, like, I don't think he wants to be there, but Portland's made it clear we do not want Tyler Hero and then crap. That's not enough for us to trade Lillard for it. And God bless him. Thank goodness. Don't just give in to these superstars that want trades for that in that regard. Harden is just, I'm just sick of him. Like, they're just, I'm sure Morey made some sort of deal with it. I'm sure he's backlined on it. You had a choice. You didn't have to opt into the contract.
Exactly.
So I don't feel sorry for you. And it's James Harden. I don't feel sorry for you.
Now, you said Dave never called his GM a liar or whatever. I saw Lamar Jackson call his a liar and all these different things on Twitter. And he got his money. So things have happened. I saw Kevin Durant talk about fire everybody else or whatever, and he stayed too. So things will happen.
Basketball feels different,
though. Basketball are a whole bunch of punks, yo. That's why ain't no fighting in basketball. They be like, stop it. We'll push. I don't know what's going on. It ain't like it used to be. All right, Darren, here you go. The Nuggets, Lakers, Suns, Warriors. We'll start with the Lakers. We'll start with the Nuggets, Lakers first, because the Warriors are your team. With all the big-time storylines between the drunk coach for the Nuggets talking crap, LeBron talking trash, AD getting a whole bunch of money, the Lakers revamping and sizing up their lineups and spending all this money having a good team. Do you think the Lakers can showcase a little bit against the Nuggets? Do you think they have a chance to battle with them?
I think they'll be highly motivated because of what you said. Like you said, they'll be motivated. I think the Nuggets are going to kill them in the opening. I think the Nuggets will kill them. Nico will be there, right? Nico will probably be at the right yelling and screaming. I'm sure from there. No, the Davis contract too. I think the Nuggets opening night get the ring. I think they kick their butt. I think the first night.
Well, the game is in LA. The game is in LA, so there's no ring ceremony.
Yeah.
No ring ceremony.
Hold on.
In LA.
That is insane. NBA, you should be ashamed of.
And the Warriors are at home too. The Warriors are at home too.
That's pathetic. How does Denver, the team that won the championship, not host the first game?
Because nobody gives a fuck about Denver. That's why. Nobody cares about Denver.
They won the championship. Nobody gave a crap about Milwaukee. They got a home game on the first night.
That's because Giannis has a personality. The Joker said, can I go back home now with my family? Can I go back home now like a robot? I'm Arnold Schwarzenegger and doing these movies. And that's why. That's why nobody cares. That's why.
Okay. Fair enough. I like it. He's a robot. We got to have an LA because of LeBron. All right, fine. Fair enough. It is what it is.
That's good. All right, so to the next game. So you said the Lakers are going to get blown out. I'm going to keep that on the record. The Suns with their new big three. Kevin Durant always got to have all these people around him crying about his Madden rating. He should be 99, whatever. Steph Curry has a 99 rating on NBA 2K. The Warriors got Draymond Green back. Klay, another season getting healthier. You know what I mean? Your team's getting back to what it was. How do you see that game playing out?
I think the Warriors. Okay, honestly, I don't know if you know this, but if Durant does play in this game, it'd be the first game Durant's played back in Golden State. He has not played a game in Golden State.
He'll probably sit out.
COVID. Yeah, he probably will. That's what I'm kind of curious about with this game, right? I'm serious. This is, like, to me, the biggest storyline. KD has not played a game in Golden State since he had left.
Damn.
So, to me, that would be the most – yeah.
And Chris Paul is going against the Suns.
Yeah, but that's a whole different podcast. How do I feel about Chris Paul?
No, I'm just saying. It's a whole lot of big-time storylines going around.
Look, this is a massive matchup. If they all the pieces go at it.
Oh, huge.
The coach, he was the GM of the Suns at some point, too. It's a good one. I'm going to take my Warriors, of course, to win the game.
I think the Warriors beat them by 20. Warriors win by 20 at home.
Thank you. I got to get some good rest on that one. I like it. 20. Durant sits out at halftime.
He might not even play because he's a punk ass. He's going to get one of his fake Twitter accounts to substitute for him to play in the game or something, because that's what he does. I can't stand shit like that.
I like it.
All right, final question. That's crazy. Final question. Final question there. And much appreciation for you for being on. We've been on for about an hour and 45 minutes. This is my man Darren from Fat Boy Fade Away on the Variety Sports Network. He does a tremendous show with my boy Tyler. He's in California. He's an A's fan, Golden State Warriors fan, and a Raiders fan. So he's banking on the Warriors to do something because, yeah, he's like me. All our teams suck. Anyway, so we got the number one picks. Number one picks, Darren. Over the years, I want to know, in your opinion, which number one pick, not that you wanted to win, but should have won a championship in the NBA. Who you got?
All right, the one that just immediately comes to my mind is Ewing, right away.
Like, why is
Ewing
that? Why is that? That
the 94 NBA championship is one of my favorite ones to rewatch. I rewatched that. All seven games. I've probably seen all those games like 50 times in my life. I know everyone said, little games are 84. There's something in the magical about seeing those two teams play. I don't know what it is.
Who played? Who played? Who played, Darren? Who played?
Rockets. Rockets beat the Knicks in game seven.
Well, let me tell you why it was magical and you remember it, because OJ was in the corner with his white Bronco the whole series. That's why.
Dude, that's one of the best parts of rewatching that series, because you got that whole thing in game three or four, whatever one it was. That, to me, that's what makes that's it crazy. That partially too. But game seven, I think Ewing on there. I have Derrick Rose possibly on there one as well. These guys aren't as good of them. I just wanted to smoke out as guys I thought were solid players, like that could have won one. I feel like if their team was a little better around them. Iverson obviously got close to one, and then maybe one that's a little more lower key, but I'll throw it out there, still is Elton Brand. I still thought he was a freaking hell of a player. He just was the number one pick and won one as well. I know you got a few too that were on the list too, probably.
Your list is phenomenal. Your list is phenomenal, and I'll never forget that series you're talking about. That might be the top one because of the OJ factor, because MJ was playing baseball. This is your opportunity when the guy that's stopping all y'all from winning championships is gone. You got a window this big, and then you go to the thing in the layup, and it just bounces out. That is the most gigantic situation that you'll never forget, because you were that close to doing it. My honorable mention was, and I'm a Laker fan, and there's conspiracy theories with the NBA ref that went to jail and everything, was Chris Webber with the Sacramento Queens when they played us Lakers, when it was controversial stuff about that series, because the Kings team those years was good with Mike Bibby and all them boys. They were a good team, you know what I mean? And they battled my Lakers. But with all the rumors of the referees cheating and doing all these different things, Chris Webber goes to the finals. He might have a championship right now. He might have a championship.
I think he would. I think he would have a chance. Those Nets teams would have beat. Like, it was either you or the Lakers. That's right. The championship round.
Exactly. Yeah. That's why I said that's my second choice behind Ewing.
Can I throw out one more to you?
Go ahead. Let me get one. Go ahead.
Okay. This is old school.
Okay.
Larry Johnson. He didn't win one. I love it, Larry
how
Johnson.
Close was go, how close was Grandma Ma?
He was pretty close. He made it to the finals. He lost to the Spurs.
You're talking about the Knicks.
Well, I just mean in general. You're talking about number one pick. He was the number one pick. He got pretty close.
I loved him.
And he was a good player. He was an all-star. He was great. So just a random guy that was number one. That's kind of the next other guy I had on my list.
I loved him partly because I hate Duke basketball, and he played for UNLV and beat Christian fucking Leitner's ass. But... But I love Grandmama. I love Grandmama. My other one was, we know with injuries with Derrick Rose and whatnot, was Dwight Howard. Dude, if you stop smiling all the time and doing things with your butt that we found out that you like, you could have been something special, dude. Like, you were a specimen at 17, 18 years old, and you just couldn't stop smiling with your finger up your butt. I don't understand what's going on with him, because their teams could have won. Kobe did put his balls in his face, which might have made him gay. I don't know. Maybe that was the moment that he realized that he liked dudes. I don't know what it was, but maybe that's what it was. Kobe does have a knack for bringing out the best in people or bringing out people's real true colors. I don't know.
You saw it when they were teammates. They did not get along.
So no.
There was definitely animosity with them.
That's right. That's right.
Because Kobe knew he wasn't a dog.
He wasn't. This ain't the WNBA, Dwight Howard. No. This is the NBA. That's what it was. I shouldn't have said that. I shouldn't have said that. But anyway. Darren, much appreciation to you for getting on with Chef Rail on the round table. You know, I was eating, whatever. We had good debates, good fantasy thoughts both ways. We don't know who's right or wrong, but it's fun to debate it because we both have legitimate arguments for most of these things, which makes it really fun. Our draft is next Friday night. It's crazy. We got everybody in there. It's going to be competitive. I'm kind of not nervous, and I don't get nervous, but it's going to be interesting, baby. It's going to be interesting. Tell us where we can find you at, Darren.
Look for us at Fatboy Fadeaway. Try to do a podcast every Sunday morning. I did have to do one Monday night last week. I had my guy Tyler on there. We usually do Sunday mornings just because that's kind of the way it works best with the fam, as people might know there. We do a lot of look backs. We do. I want to get you on that too. My favorite thing is to look back at old games and not just break them down series, but look at back at like where, like why they took place and what moved forward. So I look forward to maybe doing some good football ones within the future here. Maybe doing some looking at rewatching some games and discussing it. Something that's kind of been on my mind to do a little bit. So we're doing that a little bit on Fatboy Fadeaway. You mentioned variety sports. We're going to do Talk on the Gridiron, which I also want to get you on coming on Sunday morning or Sunday evenings. And then right now we're finishing up my seventh inning stretch doing baseball there as well. So, doing a lot there with the Variety Sports Network and Fatboy Fadeaway Sports. But I always like doing a show with you on a Friday night. So it's always fun jumping on with you. You're one of the guys that I just enjoy doing the pod game with the most. So thanks for having me on and let me just kind of chat it up with you fantasy football style.
Hey, I equally feel the same way about you. Definitely, you are definitely one of my favorites. Possibly my favorite, dude. I ain't even gonna lie. Hell with everybody else. I love you, everybody else, but Darren's my boy, dude. I like some Darren, you know what I'm saying? But anyway, the draft's next week. Darren got a promotion, new job, doing big things. Family's doing good, Darren?
Family's doing good. My wife had a little gallbladder surgery. Nothing crazy. It was a microscopic, but you know how that goes, recovering, right, and all that good stuff. But kids are back at school Monday, so, you know, life is, as you said, life is kind of comes at us in different waves, and we just kind of got to take it the best we can when it comes. So I'm always thinking about you and your family, man, and my family's doing good right now, so I appreciate you asking about that.
Hey, no doubt, man. Always family first, man. Family above all. Definitely so. In California, that's my man, Darren. Hopefully he gets his shirt tomorrow because I want to see if he likes it or not. When he talks about his show on Saturday mornings, that shit is early, yo, in the East Coast. I had to get up at like 6 in the morning, yo. But I'll do it for these guys. Him and Tyler. Who else is on there? Brian. Sometimes he's got his mom on there. Yo, I love it. I love all of them. Variety Sports Network has tons of channels that I like. Tons of podcasters that I love messing with. CH, Brian, all you guys. Tyler McGurk. Next week is our draft. Can't wait. Thank you, Darren. Have a good night, baby. See you next time. Relentless Sports Talk, episode 186. Booyah.